Driving in the Elmwood on Illinois Route 78, signs of the artist Laredo Taft are everywhere. There's a stately museum and a Victorian-era home on the main drag. A prominent statue celebrating America's pioneers that the Chicago-based artist made just for Elmwood stands proudly in the square. Taft was born in this western Peoria County community in 1860. Though the noted sculptor, writer, and speaker only lived here for the first 7 years of his life, it's clear Elmwood claims him as a native son. Taft is perhaps best known for big sculptures like the Fountain of Time in Chicago. But the Elmwood Historical Society cherishes a collection of smaller-scale works long hidden from public view. The story begins in 1984, when the Dayton, Ohio Art Institute contacted the Historical Society. Elmwood Historical Society President Fred Page says the museum wanted to divest of 9 dioramas it purchased from Taft Studios in the early 20th century.
Several members of the local historical society went over and brought those back over here. And they were stored in a garage here in town in 1985.
The dioramas gathered garage dust until the summer of 2010, when a tornado with 130-mile-per-hour winds swept through the city. The garage didn't fare well. But somehow the dioramas came out more or less unscathed. But they still needed serious restoration after decades in storage. A chance encounter with art conservationist Cricket Harbeck at a museum in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year led Historical Society members to recruit her for the effort. Harbeck says the dioramas were on display for about 15 years in Dayton during the heavy industrial era before they were packed away.
A lot of what we're picking up is black grime on the figures. But then, having been in the garage for a number of years, there's just even more grime accumulated.
The cleaning process is challenging. The wireframe statues are plastered and finished with oil-based paints. The cleaning agents used to wipe away the soot attack paint in different ways, depending on the colors.
One of the challenges is trying to clean things uniformly. So if I go to a blue area, to clean that as equally clean as the red area or the yellow area.
So far, she has finished work on 2 of the 9 dioramas and is working on a third. That also includes restoration of hundreds of figurines. She's completed about 60 so far. Fred Page of the Elmwood Historical Society says the hope is to have Taft's pieces ready for display for the Elmwood Christmas Walk on December 7th. Resident Mary Ann Hanlon sums up Elmwood's impression of its most famous citizen.
Everybody has to be born somewhere, but at first that didn't mean a whole lot to me. But then as I studied about him and realized how much he came back and gave to this community and gave to everyone else, that really brought significance of the fact that he considered Elmwood his home.
Heading out of Elmwood, a sign posted on Route 78 points the way to a granite stone on a quiet residential street, marking Laredo Taft's birthplace. Another solemn stone a few blocks away in the Elmwood Township Cemetery marks the spot he chose for his final resting place. I'm Tim Shelley.